It's International Plastic Bag Free Day. We're asking you for some solutions as to how we can reduce our consumption of plastic. 4001, I said, is a text message number. Well, let's just reintroduce Melanie Salmon, who's with us, both me and Tatiana Abella, my co-host every week on The Green Team. Melanie is the founder of Global Ocean, and you've just been sharing with us some more statistics. Now, sorry, I was saying there were 11 billion bags per year in the UAE, but you've got some other statistics about the world, about how many plastic bags there are.
Well, from CNBC in 2012, they've reported 20 billion plastic bags being consumed in the UAE per annum, and a worldwide figure actually of 500 billion.
So 20, because this was from 2010.
Oh,
so
okay.
In 2 years, you're saying it's from 2012. So now there's 20 billion in the UAE. Wow, okay, and 500 billion worldwide. Interesting. We've had a text come through from Robin, which I'd like to read out if I can. They say that, he says that the anti-plastic campaign tends to be highly unbalanced. Plastics actually reduce carbon emissions by making almost everything around us much lighter. Just imagine an ironclad iPad if you had to lug it around. The issue is not with plastic, but in how people use and dispose it. If disposed properly, plastics can be broken down to recover the energy used to produce them in the first place. The education has to be on consumers disposing plastics appropriately. I would absolutely agree.
I mean, if it's about how you build a train and a plane and how you actually build these smartphones or other tools, I agree that so far maybe there's no alternative. But compared to plastic bottles and plastic bags, definitely there are alternatives and we don't need to use them at all. I mean, other countries have completely banned it. You have entire cities with no plastic anymore. In Italy, just happened last year, no more plastic. Everything you buy will be in paper bags. I mean, you can make a difference. I mean, those 500 billion bags, there is a figure that shows that if we line them up, you can reach the moon with these bags, you know? And we actually hide them, burn them, or put them in our oceans, and we don't realize the impact on our health.
It's throwaway, isn't it? It's just that throwaway culture.
It is. It's mass consumerism. We need to have always the latest thing, and we throw the other one and we don't know how to throw it.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, and I totally agree. There is a template. It's been done. It's been done in Europe. In fact, Ireland was the first country in Europe to have banned plastic bags. And spoken about this on the show a few times before, but I had the opportunity of speaking with one of the ladies. She was in Dubai on business, and she was actually part of the marketing campaign and the whole pre-campaign build-up to banning of plastic bags. And they did it remarkably quickly for as a national campaign. I think they did it in like about 6 months or something.
Wow.
And they had a very, very strong marketing campaign that was across all medias. And they had a date. And when the date came, that was it. No more plastic bags, finished. And it's carried on. And I know because I have family there. My sister lives in Dublin. So, you know, actually it was a bit of a pain in the beginning because inevitably you'd forget your bags and you'd try and go shopping and it was a real pain. But now, you know, you live and learn and it's all banned now and everyone remembers their bags and et cetera. And I think it's an incredible template to follow that to show that it is possible.
I think it's exactly like banning smoking in public
yes,
areas.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when they started this in Spain and Italy, this was a shocker and nobody would accept this.
Yeah.
People would go to the restaurant owner and just shout at him saying, how can you dare not allowing me to eat my pizza and smoke my cigarette? But they did it. And now actually when someone smokes, people are like,
It's a cultural change and it's a cultural shift. I mean, I remember going to Dublin, in fact, some years back, just after the ban, and I was in a shop and I needed a bag because I didn't have a bag and I'd bought some things, I think, to take back with me. And I asked the shopkeeper, I said, oh, can I have a bag, please? And it was like, you know, silence. And she gave me a really small paper bag, which all these things couldn't fit in. And they were sort of like falling out everywhere. But it was sort of like, oh my God, she asked for a plastic bag. You know, and it was this very much a cultural thing. And that if everyone, it gets into the mindset and the psyche of the population. And it's possible.
No, definitely. I mean, I knew UAE is always the biggest, the better, the first. Now we're talking about hosting the World Expo. Right? Why? What about being the first country
in the
Middle
East
to stop plastic bags?
Yeah. We're going to take another quick break. Sorry, the time is flying ways with us already. We've got the news headlines coming up. Melanie, I hope you can stay on with us for a little bit longer, if that's okay. I know we'd like to talk to you about your work here in the region, teaching children about solutions for clean living and various other different things as well. So that's Melanie Salmon. She's the founder of Global Ocean, who's joining us. We've got loads more people to be joining us online and in the studio as well a little bit later on in the programme. So do stay with us.